We want to talk to our Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson. Good morning, Commish. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing great.
It is always good to hear from you, and I know you've got more, you know, good information to share, positive stories, because that family land project that you really, I mean, have developed and made huge, I guess you did, you got a couple more land projects done, right?
We did. Just yesterday, we announced a couple parcels, and one in Levy and one in Putnam County. Another, well, between them all, about 1,600, 1,700 acres. And what this project does, the rural and family land, so you can look it up on the department website if anyone's interested. We open it up once a year. People submit their applications, and then we rank them. And when the legislature gives us money, then we are able to buy those development rights. When we buy the development rights, and what I like to look at here is it's in perpetuity. This is forever. So in my first 4 years now, once we're finished spending this year's money, we will be well over 250,000 acres of land, farmland, that's been preserved in perpetuity. And this year, we were blessed. The legislature gave us $425 million, which is a record for this program. And so we're very proud of the accomplishment, but it's an amazing part of the wildlife corridor. I'm saving that wildlife corridor, which is 18 million acres throughout the state. And it's something I was very proud to be a part of as Senate President a few years ago, getting that established. And now that we have it established, we've saved a little over 10 million acres of it. We obviously have about 7.5 million acres to go. So I believe the best way to do that is rural and family lands. And yesterday we were able to put these projects on the list of saved. And so we keep chipping away at it.
I think it's a wonderful. I think it's a win-win. People are concerned about growth in Florida. This will make sure that these farm lands and the rural lands and those lands will never be developed. And I think that's huge. I'd like to see the program go nationwide at some point. Perhaps that'll happen, right?
Well, no, absolutely. I just met with the commissioners of agriculture from several of them from the Southeast, Louisiana, Georgia, and actually Iowa. And Georgia has a program like this now. They started it, and he's Tyler Harper is a good man, Commissioner of Agriculture there in Georgia. And he said that. He said, we modeled it after the Florida program. And now his legislature is not very familiar with the program yet, but they gave him a few million dollars this year to get started. So he's getting the mechanisms in place to get going. But Georgia is looking, and many other states are looking at it, but Georgia's actually now has a program. And so Tyler, with his, leadership, he'll be able to probably hopefully push that program forward. Just to the north of us, we need that continuous wildlife corridor throughout, well, I would say the Southeast for us, but throughout the country. And Tyler will do a good job getting that program going.
Where do we stand with Farmers Feeding Florida, that program?
Yeah, this is something that really warms the heart, Bob. But, you know, 2 years ago, we started that program, and the idea was to get food that in most cases would go to waste or go for a severe loss to our farming community and put that into the hands of our food banks, distributing it throughout the state of Florida. And last year, it was a temporary program, a one-year program, and we received $28 million to buy food with. We've in the first 9 months of the program, and I just don't have the updated full year program yet, but in the first 9 months, we were well over 43 million pounds of food.
Wow.
Recovered, fresh fruit, fresh from Florida food that was then distributed through our food banks throughout the state. So we're taking that food that in a lot of cases would have went to waste, and we're distributing it through our most vulnerable. In this year's farm bill that we just passed a few months ago, we made that a permanent program, and the legislature gave us $35 million this year. So we're probably going to be somewhere around 80 million pounds of food distributed this year, starting July the 1st in that program. And again, this is taking food that in a lot of cases would have went to waste. And I always love to give an example for our dairy farmers. So in Florida, our dairy farmers, or in most states, right, your K-12 system is out of school about 4 months of the year if you add up the summer and all the other holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and so on. During those 4 months, where do they go with the milk that they would produce during that time? And in Florida, you either dump it or you ship it to Wisconsin at a great expense and then sell it for a fraction of the price to go into cheese products and things of that nature. So your choices are, can you get more than it costs to ship it to go to Wisconsin, or do you just dump it? And now we can step in and buy that milk at that moment in time and distribute it through our food banks. We're also doing beef. We've nearly, well, I would say now, we're well over 700,000 servings of beef that we've given our families throughout the state that are going to our food banks. Aquaculture's participated, peanuts, eggs, and of course vegetables. And so we're very, very proud of the diversity of that program and that fresh products that we're bringing to those families. And I always say this is not a 1 and 1 equals 2. It's a 1 and 1 equals about 4.
All right,
we're helping our farmers and our, I'm sorry, Bob, I get excited about that program. It's helping our farmers and helping our most vulnerable population.
I just need a quick one on the pasture mealy bug. What's the latest on that?
Yes, sir. Well, about 3 months ago, we discovered we have it in Florida. They've had it in other states for a few years now, Louisiana in particular. It's a bug that eats our grasses. It kills them, vegetables and things. We're working very hard with the University of Florida and IFAS to get our hands around this thing. And we're making progress, but it's something we have to be aware of.
Thank you very much. We always appreciate the information, especially a lot of the positive stuff you're doing. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, take care, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure.